Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we are fired up and jacked up sideways, as my good friend Twyla Portis would say. Oh, my God. We are ready to take this thing to another level. So I hope you are ready to go, go, go. And if you're not ready, I would strongly encourage you in a nice, loving way to just get ready. So I want to give you a second to make sure you have something to write with. Go and get a pen and paper. All right, all right. Ready, ready, ready. Now, what we're going to be doing over the next several days, whenever I'm here running the show. Now, we have many guests that will be coming on to the show. Yes, we're going to have guest hosts. We have other people coming to the show. The Coach Lalisa Show is going to a whole new level. We're expanding. You know we've been trying to, not trying, because we know we don't try here. We do. We do. We got rid of the word try. So many things are happening very, very fast. So we have to make sure we are very well organized. So things have changed. Today is very significant. Yesterday was a very significant day. Last night was significant. I did a show last night. If you missed it, go back and listen to the archives. You can find it right here on this same page, www.blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lalisa. You will find a show I did last night at 9:30 p.m. called The Secrets to Releasing Your Power. It was the first evening show. We actually had a couple of people to tune in. So we want you to go back to the archives and listen to that. We talked about being set free from the power of being a victim. You know, too many people are under this bondage of victimization. Everything has victimized them. We need you to break free from that. So today we're going to talk about making lasting change. How many of you need to change something in your life? You want to experience a great life, but it's not going to happen until you make a change here, here, or there. So we're here today to talk to you about making that change so that you can get on to the next level of your life. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, this is fantastic Thursday. I can't believe Thursday here already. We are here to go to the next level. And I know you're busy. You have to keep up with the demands of your life. You got your job. You got the kids. You got the groceries. You got the laundry. You got your friends. You have so many things going on. But how do you live your life in balance? Well, you need to get some things in order, get some things out of the way, take responsibility for your life, make real improvement, and live the life that you were meant to live. Well, we want to help you as your coach. We want to help you, but we cannot help you to the fullest extent until you actually work with us on a greater level. So we want to invite each of you to the coaching session that we're going to be doing, and we will tell you more about that. We have an activity where we're going to be gathering people together where you can come and get the coaching you want to live the life you want, to live your life in full balance, really living what you really want to do, and we definitely want to help you with lasting change, how to make permanent lasting change. So the first thing I want you to write on your paper, I want you to write down, what do you want to change in your life? What do you want to change? Now, I've never met anyone who did not have an answer to that question. So if you think that you don't have an answer, I want you to think about that for a minute. I want you to think about what's your answer to that question? What is it that you want to change in your life? It may be a bad habit. It may be a limiting belief. You know, some of us have beliefs about ourselves that limit us from where our potential in life could take us. So we want you to think about that. It's a very simple question. What do you want to change in your life? So go on and write down your answer to that. Again, it could be a bad habit, like smoking or overeating. Maybe you want to change your profession. Maybe you want to change one of your relationships. But most people, if not everyone, has something that they want to change. You know, we all do things that don't support our long-term objectives in life. Maybe you want to get a college degree. Maybe your long-term objective is to one day own your own business and operate that business very successfully. But how can you do that if you don't make some changes in your life? Most people, I found that the only way they're going to really go where they need to go in life, we must identify what we need to change. Or maybe we need to make a shift into something different. Like today, I'm making a shift into something that was coming for a while now. Since 2008, I've been planning on this shift. Now it's coming. A new job, a new career, a new era in my life. But why? Why can't some people make the change? What's so hard about it? Well, for some people, they have missing pieces. They have missing pieces. So we want to help you with those missing pieces. Now, what I'm going to help you do is put together those missing pieces, help you identify them so that you can make this lasting change. And good morning, good morning to those of you in the chat room. And again, thank you, Pat, for posting that for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, you want to change, yes. What is it that you want to change? A lot of us have things that are missing. We don't understand. Create this lasting change. And so in the book, Release Your Power, I talk about 8 steps to becoming who you really are. And that first chapter, the very first chapter in the book, I talk about how there are things that you can do in your life that will lead you to making permanent change. And what you can look at in your life, it can help you move from place to place, help you make that change, and help you keep on changing, and then to make that change stick so that it's there permanently. You know, some people, again, they want to change their eating habits. Some people want to change their spending habits. Some people want to change their limiting beliefs, what they believe, maybe what you believe has been holding you back. Some people want to change their attitude about life. You know, some people just have an attitude about life that keeps you stuck, that an attitude about life that somehow will not allow you to grow to that next level of where you need to be in life. And then other people need to change some of the friends that you're with. Some of the people, believe it or not, I know you don't think it can happen, but it really can. Some people are hanging around people that you really need to get away from. You really need to get away from these people, but it's hard to get away from them. That's because of this inability to change or to make change stick. Now, some people, they're able to make change, but they're not able to make it stick. And so you want to make change stick. You want to make change last, and you want to make it last a very, very, very long time. So we want to help people get to that level where they can make the change last. And how do we create lasting change, and what are those steps? And so I'm going to be going through the steps right here for you. I'm going to give you those steps that you can do to make change permanent, to make change permanent. Now, if you have any questions along the way, if you want to hit your number one key on your phone line, and that's how, on your phone pad, that's how I'll know that you want to cue in and have something to say. But how to make change stick, how to make it last. Okay, there are certain things that we all have picked up, you know, along the way. Okay? So the first thing you want to do is you want to begin to see yourself in this change state. And you want to, you know, sort of see it. You want to picture yourself in this new way that you want to be. If it's losing weight, if it's new relationships, whatever that change might be, you want to picture that. Okay? I know someone says they want to change the way they speak. Okay? So it starts with, you know, a lot of times the way we are changing from, what we're changing from, it's become a habit, and habits are hard to break. Sometimes we have emotions that are attached to the things we do. Therefore, you know, emotions are very strong. And so once we have developed an emotional attachment to something, it could be people, it could be a thing, it could be a concept. And once we have attached ourselves emotionally to this, very hard to break that. And we don't want to let go. We don't want to let go of the past, so to speak. You know, we have old ties that are connected to that, and we just don't want to let it go. You know, you have to remember that if change is going to happen, you have to look at it as a process. So the first thing you want to do is get out of the mindset of where you already are. You want to change. You want to get used to the concept of changing. You know, sometimes people don't realize how difficult it is. You know, people think it's so difficult to change. But guess what? It's more difficult to stay where they are. So the first thing you want to do is you want to, again, want you to answer a couple of questions. I'm going to give you a couple of questions that I want you to answer as it relates to you changing. As it relates to you changing, I want you to think of a couple of questions. Okay, and the first question, and I think once you answer these questions, it's going to really, 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 really help you. Okay? I want you to answer this question, and you may have to write it down. And here's the question. What is the single most powerful change you could make in your life? Think about that. What is the single most powerful change that you can make in your life? Now, I met some people and I asked this question to another group, and, you know, some people said they wanted to change their attitude. Some others want to change some relationships that they're in. You know, sometimes people understand that if they can make a change to the people in their lives, their whole life would change. So what is the single most powerful change that you could make in your life? Again, it could relate to your eating habits. It could relate to a bad habit such as smoking. It could relate to a bad habit such as indulging in alcohol. It could be a bad habit of judging people. The list could go on and on and on. Now, the next question is this. What is the one shift that, once put into place, could dramatically improve every area of your life? What is the one shift that could dramatically improve every area of your life? So think about your spiritual life, your financial side, your health side, your relationship side, and your family life. All of these areas of your life, your emotional stability, all of those areas of your life, what one thing that if a shift was to come, that would change the whole dynamics of your life dramatically? I mean, in terms of improving your life. Okay? So the question is, what is the single most powerful change that you can make in your life? And what one shift that, once it was put into place, could dramatically improve your life? Now, you're not going to answer this all today. I just want you to write those questions down. And then next, I want you to think about and to write this down. It's what you're going to work on. What is the purpose in making this change? See, you don't make change for the sake of just making change. You have to think about it. You need to know why you're making this change. You need to have purpose for your life. You need to be able to establish a link, you see, behind what's driving. See, the purpose is what's going to drive you. You remember when the author wrote the book, The Purpose-Driven Life? And you see, the words drive and purpose go together, because your purpose will drive you to do things. It's like your motivation. It'll motivate you to get up in the mornings. Like, some people are driven to get up in the morning and tune in to the Coach Lalisa Show. And I hope you're taking lots of notes. And, you know, we have a book coming out what's going to be in the book are going to be the various nuggets from the show over its 3-year period. And so that book will be on sale soon, Conversations with Coach Lalisa. and it'll be coming out in just a few short weeks. Now that we've transitioned, we have about 8 books that will be launched over the next 8 months before the end of 2011. Because we've been preparing for this, we've made the changes. So I'm asking you, what change do you need to make that will dramatically improve every area of your life? Now, you've been watching Coach Lalisa. We've come to you. We've come to your home, your car, your cubicle, your bedroom, wherever you are and listening to the show. We've been coming to you every day for the past 1 or 2 years. April marks our 3rd year that we launched here on Internet Radio, with Blog Talk Radio. Some of you have only been tuned in for a short time, whatever. Here's the thing. Some of you, this is your very first day. We welcome you. Again, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. We want to say happy birthday to Miss Yanique Barnes. Good morning and happy birthday, Yanique. We want to also say hello to the women in Atlanta, Georgia, where I will be tomorrow for the Women's Empowerment Retreat. They're going to be talking about living healthy and whole. I will be doing a workshop there and making connections while I'm in Atlanta. I have Miss Insafiri Jordan picking me up from the airport, who I met right here on Blog Talk Radio. She's going to be picking me up at the airport. We're going to travel around Atlanta, and we're going to have a great time down there. I'm going to be networking with some women that I've never met before. I'm ultra-ly excited about this. But I had to make a permanent change. I had to make a shift in order to get to that opportunity. We're going to be staying at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Marietta, Georgia. If somebody knows the weather down there, please let me know. I have no idea what to take. I have no idea what the weather is in Atlanta, Georgia. I do know that the weather in the Northeast here where I am in New Jersey, it's going to be about 70 degrees, I heard, over the weekend. So maybe I better take summer clothing to Atlanta. But I say all that to say that once you make that shift, you see, here I am making a major shift as it relates to my career, the advancement of my career, right on the heels of this new opportunity in Atlanta, Georgia, to go there and to connect. I'll be taking my books with me. I'll be able to share the message of both the books, God's Plan for My Success and Release Your Power. So I'm very excited about that. Looking forward to all of the women that I will be with. You met some of the women. You met Coach Jackie. You met Coach Olivia right here on the Blog Talk Radio page, Blog Talk Radio show several weeks ago. You can go back to the archives and listen to that segment. Awesome segment. And it's going to be awesome. So I can't wait. We'll be there for 2 whole days. Change. So I want you to think about that. So what is the purpose in making this change? So you need to write down as many answers as you can come up with, okay? And look at your answers. What's happening? Now, after you've answered the question, what is the single most important change you can make in your life, then you want to know what shift that if you made it, it would dramatically improve every area of your life. You've got to write that down. And then you got to write down, what is the purpose of this change? You don't want to just make change for the sake of making change. Now I want you to think about some changes that you made before in your life. I think about when I changed dramatically. I'm going to tell you a change that I made that dramatically, I'm telling you, it dramatically changed every area of my life. Now, one was when I got into a real relationship with Jesus Christ. Dramatically, I'm telling you, changed. Some changes were subtle, some changes were very overt, and some changes are very covert, like on the down low. Some changes I don't even realize that the change is there. but the change happens because, remember, the Holy Spirit works behind the scenes, intuitively, inside, and oftentimes we don't even see it. But it changed dramatically every area of my life. But then there were other changes that I made that has dramatically changed my life, a shift in my life. Like, for instance, when I went from being single to being married, dramatic, I'm telling you, and it's still changing. Trust me, that area is not done, nor is am I done on the spiritual level. Dramatic changes in your life. Same thing happened when I went from high school dropout to now working on a PhD. A dramatical shift happened, and that was a dramatical shift, going from high school dropout to PhD candidate. And it has impacted dramatically and has improved very, very various areas of my life. Stepping out on faith. Now I'm on the heels, or should I say the beginnings of the toe of a new shift in my life, going from working for someone else to being self-employed. It's already changing areas of my life. It's changing the way I think. It's changing the way I see things. It's even changing some of my activities. Now, instead of relying on a paycheck to come based on so many hours that I've worked, now I have to rely on negotiations, partnerships, networking. Now I have to get up. See, when you have a job, you get up. Okay, if you don't, you call out sick. When you own your own business, there's no calling out sick. Who are you going to call? Yourself? You don't need to call out sick. Someone asked me about some days off. I said, I don't need to take days off. When you work for yourself, you make your own arrangements. You make your own. Now, Pat, I know you're writing all of this down, but I hope you're writing this down where we can put it in the book later. See, I turn everything I do into a book. We call that opportunity. And, you know, see, opportunity lies where? In the midst of difficulty. Anytime you're in the midst of difficulty, look for opportunity. Now, I didn't coin that phrase. I'm not sure who did. I don't remember. I don't have the quote in front of me, but I have the quote memorized. I've actually internalized that quote ever since 1997. In 1997, my then boss gave me that quote on a rock that she had purchased from one of those accessory stores at the mall, and she gave me that, and it's been on my desk ever since. Every job I've had since the time she was my boss, I've carried that with me, and it simply says that in the midst of difficulty lies opportunity. See, some people think opportunities only come when good times are rolling, when things are going great for you. That's why some people miss the major opportunities in their lives, because they think it only comes in the good times. However, the truth of the matter is, opportunities are always abounding, especially in the midst of difficulty. So if you're in a difficult time in any area of your life, look for an opportunity. Again, let's just say you're overweight, and that's a difficult time for you. Well, look at Jennifer Hudson, for instance. She was overweight. And what happened? She got on a weight loss plan, and look at the opportunity she found there. She got on TV with these commercials through, I believe it's Nutrisystem or whatever, Weight Watchers, rather. What an opportunity for her. You know, she was well known from the movies and things of that nature. But not everybody saw that movie. But almost everyone watches television at some point in time, and you may catch the commercial. So an opportunity for her to get more exposure to her brand, to the brand of Jennifer Hudson, the singer, the actress. And that's what you have to look at. You have to look at what change can you make, and how is this change going to impact your life? How is this change? So far, we've asked you, what is the single most change that you can make in your life? Then we've asked you, what is the one shift that once put into place could dramatically change your life. It, you know, it's just, or dramatically improve your life. It's just like in a car. You shift from first gear to second gear, or you're driving the car and you're going in drive and you shift the car into reverse and you begin to go backwards, or you make a turn, you're turning to the left or the right. You're doing a 180 dramatically, though, but not just change, but improving your life. So, yes, welcome to the show, Ms. Tina, Ms. Kiva, Ms. Pat. Welcome to our guests in the chat room. We're glad you're here today talking about making lasting change. What is the one thing? What is it? Because we're going to work on one thing at a time. And here's what you need to know. Sometimes making one change can change everything else in your life. Changing that one thing. Again, it may be a bad habit like smoking or overeating. You may need to change friends. You may need to change relationships. You may need to change a limiting belief, thinking that, you know, I can only work here. I can only do this. I can only take care of that. I'll never get over this. I'll never get over that. You may need to change your thinking. Until we change our minds, until we are transformed by the renewing of our minds, we will never live out our true purpose and destiny. And somebody once said that destiny always has its way. So we ask you, what is your destiny? Because destiny always has its way. Right now, today, Thursday. Yes, it's a special day for me, but I hope it's a special day for you. It is a day that I was looking at a flyer yesterday that I had did back in 2008 to do a women's leadership empowerment series. We're going to do it, but I created that flyer in 2008, full flyer, everything on it, complete. But I did not step into the destiny to really be able to put that forth until today, which marks my last day at the full-time job where I was working, to transition into self-employment. You see, sometimes it takes a while. Don't give up. I did that in 2008. I did the flyer probably around March, because the date of that the event was supposed to happen was July the 8th, 2008. So this is 3 years. It took 3 years to get here, y'all. It may take a while. So you got to speak things to an existence, but don't worry about when it shows up. And that's most people's problems. They speak things into existence, which God has told you to do, but then they want to say when it should happen. God never told you that. Because remember, everything happens in His timing. You can get out of time. Don't worry about it, because God's in eternity, and things, He can see things far off, around the corner, down the street. You know, my sister, I have many sisters, so I know when some of you know at least one of my sisters. Some of you know Hope. She's on the line most days. Some of you know Minister Beverly. You tune in on Sunday, or you've seen her at one of the events that we've done and different things like that. But some of you don't know, I have two other sisters. I have Holly. And then I have my older sister, Jan, who actually lives in Dallas. And then I have two sisters who live in Maryland. And then one sister is in Cincinnati. Well, the other sister in Maryland. She told me something one time that stuck with me. I never forgot it. Again, I don't remember who quoted it, but I remember the quote. And it went something like this. You can see, and she told me this, it was when we were talking about some plans. And I'm always planning the future, what's coming ahead. Living in today, I'm good at living in today, not a problem. But I'm always looking at tomorrow, what's coming tomorrow. And so I said to her, I was talking about doing something, achieving something in life. And she said, see, Lalisa, you can see down the street, but God can see around the corner. So in other words, keep walking. Don't worry about it. God already knows your ends. From the beginning, from before the foundation of the world, He had already had a destiny for you. And that was, you know, part of the inspiration. that for the book, God's Plan for My Success. God already knows what he's going to get you out of, how he's going to deliver you. But, yes, sometimes one change can change your entire life. It could be a thinking change. It could be an attitude change. But no matter what you want to change or modify in your life, you will ultimately have to adjust your behavior in order to successfully make that change. Now, I know we said a mouthful right there, so let me back up and say that again. Here's the thing. No matter what you want to change in your life, all right, eating, smoking, drinking, saving money, cleaning house, new relationships, what have you, new thinking, new attitude, whatever it is, you will ultimately have to change your behavior to make that change successful. And that's where people drop the ball many, many times. They don't want to change their behavior. Like, for instance, I have students, I've met students, I've been the student sitting next to other students. I believe in you, that's one thing I could definitely write a book about, students. I've been a student and with students for 20 years. From January 1990, when I enrolled in my first class at Essex County College to start working on my associate degree, until today, I've been in a classroom. This is 21 years. No, 21 years already passed. Almost every single day, I've been around students. And I noticed that a lot of them, they want the end result of the change, but they don't want to change their behavior. And I'm telling you, you will never see the change successfully until you're willing to change behavior. That's changing what you do. A person could see themselves much slimmer, but it'll never happen until the behavior of how you eat, how you exercise changes. One of the two have to change. Either change the amount that you eat or change the way you exercise or the level of your exercise. Either one has to change, or they both might need to change, but behavior must change. A person, let's just say you have the habit of smoking cigarettes and you want to quit, you'll never change until your habit of smoking changes. I know when I used to smoke cigarettes, I started smoking when I was about 15 years old, maybe 15, late 14s. I picked up my first cigarette and smoked it. Oh, I remember like it was yesterday. And it was not yesterday, believe me, you. And I remember my very first cigarette was like a Kool, K-O-O-L. Remember those? And boy, that was the best thing, and we did that. And then we got introduced to Salem's and blah, blah, blah. But I continued to smoke cigarettes until I was 30. When I turned 30, I said, I'm going to quit smoking. And I tried and blah, blah, blah. But it was really, I quit smoking when I was around 31, when I met my husband, Drew Williams, because I quit smoking. I moved to New Jersey in 1987. When I moved to New Jersey in 1987, I was 30 years old when I moved to New Jersey. I moved to New Jersey in October of 1987. I was still 30 years old. And then that November, the 8th, I turned 31. And I met Drew in August of 1988. That's when I turned, I was still 31, had not yet turned 32. So I met him when I was 31 years old. And when I met him, I knew immediately that this was a man that I wanted to make my husband. And so I said, I'm going to quit smoking because I don't want to be. And he didn't smoke. Now, had he been a smoker, I probably would have kept smoking possibly. But since he was not, the very day I met him, from the first day that I met Drew, I never picked up a cigarette again. That was my motivation for quitting, was that I didn't want to, you know, blow smoke in his face. I didn't want to have, you know, cigarette breath and all of that. And so I made that drastic change. But it was because it was a habit. It was because I had now made this habit to quit smoking. And so that worked pretty, it worked pretty well, you know. It worked very well. And but look at what I had to do. I had to stop lighting cigarettes. That was the behavior that I changed. It was very easy for me. Well, first I had to stop purchasing them. And then if I didn't purchase them, I didn't have to worry about smoking them. But so that was a change of behavior. But one of the things, I had tried to quit a couple times before, and some of the behaviors that I changed was things like don't smoke after I eat. Because, you know, what I did was I made a list of all the things, because I realized that my smoking was attached to things. So I made a list of all the things that I did that included smoking, like if I would go somewhere, you know, back in those days, you can smoke in buildings. And remember that? It almost seems like I'm in a time warp. But there was a time when you could be standing in a line of 1,000 people and half of them could be puffing cigarettes. But I would, you know, stand in a long line, you have to light a cigarette. Or, you know, right after dinner, right after eating, you got to have a cigarette. You know, after making love or after, you know, having sex or whatever you want to call it, you got to have a cigarette. Cigarette smoking was attached to things. I noticed that. If I was very nervous about something, got to light a cigarette. So I made a list of all the things that smoking was attached to. And then I said, okay, and I had learned some of this from the military. In boot camp, they taught us a lot of mind over matter things. I was a jet mechanic. And, you know, in the military, in order to get you to go out and fight, you know, guerrilla armies, they have to teach you a lot of mind over matter things. But they teach it to you so subtle that you never know you're learning it until maybe probably many years after. But they taught us that, and I learned that pretty well. So I learned that, wait a minute, it's mind over matter. So I made this list, and I said, okay, after eating dinner, I won't smoke. I'll smoke, you know, 5 or 6 hours after I've eaten. Okay, so I broke the chain. I broke the cycle of the behavior. And once you break the cycle of a behavior, now you've changed. Okay, so pretty much that's what you can do. But you got to change your behavior. And I only tell you that story so that you can find your own stories. Same thing with saving money. Let's just say your bad habit is getting paid, cashing your paycheck, and then going shopping. And then you find that on Monday you have no money left. So change that behavior. Change that action. Go and sign up for one of those direct deposits. Put the money directly in the bank. Don't get a debit card for the first year. Wait. Make sure that you're not able to have access to that money very quickly. Don't go to the malls. Just do something different. Instead, on Saturdays, go to a museum. Just look around. You know, you got to change your behavior if you're going to make a lasting change. And a lot of people, they don't realize this. It's not that they don't want to make change. They just don't know how to make change. So I'm giving you a few steps. Yes, you could just change one thing. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Okay? So now I want you, remember now, you're following me here now. Don't get lost in the stories, y'all. What's the single most powerful change that you can make to your life? What is the one shift that once you put it into place, it could dramatically change your life, improve your life? What is the purpose of that change? And here's number four. I want you to think about the change that you're making. I want you to think about that. Come on, number four. Pat, you're not typing there. And what are the specific behaviors or habits that are standing between you and the person that you want to be or the life that you want to live? You know, I discovered that what was standing in the way of my life was Kintok, and that's the company that I just resigned from. My last day is today. Yes, I'm going to walk in. Oh, man, listen, I was skipping in there yet. They thought I came in skipping yesterday because it was the day before my last day. Baby, I'm going to be floating on a cloud in there today. I feel like I'm walking down the runway, you know, of some great European fashion show or something, or the, you know, taking that runway of, you know, the Miss America pageant. But I'm walking down, I'm floating in there today. Oh, my goodness. You know, oh, wow. wow. This is huge for me, because what some people don't realize is that I made this decision in 2004. I did it very similar. However, the difference was my plan wasn't fully developed. I did it in 2004, and I left. When I left Essex County College, I had just written God's Plan and Release Your Power, and I was going to go out and do some things, but I took a volunteer position at the place that hired me, the place that I'm resigning from. So, see, I never came there to stay. It was never a permanent situation, and people, they don't realize that, because some of you don't know me from 2004. But 2004, after having worked for the College Bound program at Essex County College for 4 years, I made a change, a transition, and I resigned from there, and I was teaching. I'm always going to teach at somebody's college if they let me. I was teaching part-time at Essex County, Union County, and Yeshiva, and so that was fun for me, running from campus to campus. I was teaching about 6 classes, you know, driving up and down the highways. That was a lot of fun. And then I went to volunteer at the Halfway House, to run a group for women, to motivate them, to empower them, to coach them past the area where they were stuck at. And so one day I was leaving about 3 months after doing my 1 hour a week workshop. They offered me a position as a per diem counselor, and I took it. And then they posted this job for training, and I said, okay, I would like to be a trainer on a full-time basis, and I took the job. I wanted to train every day to build up my training skills because, again, I saw the bigger picture of being a trainer full-time. And, yes, I could have gone to a training camp and paid $3,000 or $4,000. I could have gone to Myers-Briggs or Fred Pryor. I could have gone to many, many, many training schools out here for a week-long or 2 or 3 day situations. And you pay, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, and they will, you know, take you through a train-the-trainer scenario. But I thought to myself, I'm going to train and actually be the training coordinator, so not just training, but coordinating training for a staff of about 200 people every day for 40 hours a week. I thought, and they're going to pay me, versus me going to pay to get a 2 or 3 day crash course. I took the training position, and so I immersed myself in that job for 2.5 years. That job started in July of 08, so nearly 3 years. I immersed myself into the training coordinator, and so now I'm coming out. I'm emerging from that. You see, with 3 years as a training specialist. Yes, good morning, and welcome to those of you in the chat room. And so today I'm now going to that next level. And then, yes, wonderful. So you got it. Make that change. So I want you to write down. I want you to think about it, the change you want to make, and what specific behaviors you need to change. And then after you do that, now you want to look at, you want to think about these behaviors that you've identified, how they get in the way, what gets in the way, right? And what we found that many people cannot make the changes that they need to make is because they have some unmet need, you see. Experiences that we've had in the past have made us feel that there are some needs that we have that are unmet. Okay? And the next thing you're going to do is you're going to think about the behaviors that you've identified, and then what needs are those behaviors meeting? However badly, it doesn't matter. What needs are the behaviors that you're doing? What needs? Because you got to break the needs. You got to get rid of. You got to meet those. Make sure those needs are being met. all have personal needs that those behaviors are meeting, okay? Sometimes we're around certain people because of the need. Remember, we talked the other day about these human needs that everybody needs, the need to connect and belong. You see, we have a need to be in power. We have these needs and these beliefs. But if you want to make change stick, if you want to make change last, you must identify the change. You must have a purpose for the change. You must look at your limiting beliefs. You must look at what behaviors are attached to the thing that you want to change. Think about that, okay? You must decide on a purpose. Mm-hmm. And now you must come up with some alternative behaviors. Come up with some alternative behaviors. Good morning, Faith of a Lever. Faith of a Lever and Kiva and our other guests in the chat room. Now, if you have a question, remember I said I wanted to open up the phone lines. So for people who have questions, you can ask questions or make a comment. You're tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show. We're talking today about making permanent change to your life. What change do you need to make or do you want to make that would change your life dramatically? What one thing that if you shift that one thing, it will dramatically improve and impact your life, every single area of your life? You want to sort out your behaviors from the most attractive to easy to the least attractive. And how can you up the attractiveness and the ease of these behaviors so that you can change them? Okay? Now, any attempts to alter your needs rather than the behaviors that serve them will result probably in a failure. Okay? So review your needs and these behaviors that are meeting that need. Then you want to go over your easy and attractive alternative behaviors. Are these alternatives going to meet those needs? What is it that you need? What is it that you want? And think about how and what is missing. And you need to address that. Any thoughts that you have, any ideas that you have that are not meeting your needs, you need to get rid of it. Just get rid of it. If you have a question or a comment, put it in the chat room. Or if you're on the phone lines, you can just raise your hand, and I will know that you have a question or a comment. Remember, for your life, you want to see it, you want to own it, you want to live it, and you want to be it. See it, own it, live it, be it. You can have the life of your dreams. I am here as a living witness. You can be what you want. You can make it happen for you. You have what you need down on the inside of you to make those lasting changes. Like I said, it could be changing a bad habit, a bad thought, relationships, changing people. When you connect, look at what is standing in the way, what negative things are attached, what behaviors, or how are they meeting those needs that we have, the things that you know you need. How are your behaviors meeting that need? If it's not, get rid of it. Think about this and answer this question. What do you stand to gain if you make that change? When I made a list, oh my God, of all the things that I stood to gain, my goodness, if I change from working in the job where I was working to being self-employed in the field as a trainer, a motivational speaker, and a coach, when I thought about, I didn't worry about what I was losing, but I did look at it. And when I thought about what I stood to gain, and remember, it's more than what you can think. What your finite mind can think is nothing compared to what God has in store for you, because he has an infinite mind. His mind is endless, limitless. There's no end to him. But your mind has a beginning and end, so it's endless. Unless we put on the mind of Christ and think like him, we think big, gigantic. What, boy, when I made a list of what I stood to gain, wow. By making that change, that gave me the drive to do it. Remember I said drive and purpose go together. Remember the book by Dr. Rick Warren, The Purpose-Driven Life. Life-driven purpose go together. When you tap into your purpose, you will find drive. Your purpose will draw out of you drive. You will no longer feel ho-hum the moment you discover your purpose. The moment, I was talking to my sister yesterday about this, and she reminded me that the moment we on the show last night, Secrets to Releasing Your Power, the moment a person realizes they are no longer the victim, they instantly take on the mind of becoming a victor. And then you can start acting like it. You got to see it. Own it and live it. See it, own it, live it, and be it. Don't forget those. So what will you gain by making this change? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Just getting my time back, getting my energy back. Wow. And guess what? This is the truth. My phone has not stopped ringing with opportunities. As a matter of fact, it started ringing before I left. And I'm going to tell you how awesome that is and how amazing that is. When in 2003, I spoke in front of probably about 100 educators for the Essex County Education Association. You know, they have monthly meetings every month because teachers and people in that field have to get their professional development credit hours. And they have this event where if they attend the event, and they always bring in a speaker that can teach on something educational or something that professional development for teachers. So the woman asked me to come and speak. She said, oh, I heard you speak before, and we want you to speak. We like your style, things of that nature. I went to it and I spoke. And so she said to me, Lalisa, she teaches at Essex County College in the English department, Miss Rita Higgins. Professor Rita Higgins, some of you know her very well, because she's also the president for the Essex County chapter of the Essex County chapter of education of the Education Association. And she said to me, Lalisa, you got what it takes to go out there and be a speaker, you know. But she told me, don't leave your job until your phone is ringing off the hook. I'll never forget her saying those words to me. And she said that back in around 2003. Well, I left Essex in 2004. My phone was not ringing off the hook. And then I ended up working at Kentuck. And my phone has not stopped ringing off the hook since about last month. And I said, and this is 2011, nearly what? 9 years later from when she said that. Everything, destiny, will have its own way. I can guarantee it. I can, believe me, I'm writing a book about it. It's the truth. It will have its own way. Look at everything that someone has spoken to you and don't take it for granted. And here I am leaving, and this, the very thing that she said will happen did happen. So what will you lose if you don't make this change? Then understand that your personal integrity is directly related to your ability to keep your promises to both yourself and others. So here's where we got to do some real work. Yes, we have to make promises that we can keep. It's hard to do because as human beings, we make mistakes. God is the only one that can assure you that he'll never break a promise. He's never broke one yet. Everything he's promised will come to pass. For instance, there are many people who are integrity bound. I know they are. I'm just giving you one slight example. I can give you many, but I'm going to give you a major one so you could put everything into perspective. There were many people that made all kinds of promises, and they've never broken a promise. You had great, trust in these individuals, and you thought there's no way. But yet a tragedy happened in their lives, and they could not keep a promise. I know many parents tell their children, they promise them, "Oh, I'll never leave you. Mommy will always be here. I love you." They take their child shopping. They buy their kids all kinds of things. And what happened? A tragedy hit them, and they could no longer keep that promise. So I'm just saying, yes, you're going to hold yourself in the highest level of integrity. But don't get it twisted. You do not have the power to keep every promise you make simply because you made it. Because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't even know what today is going to bring. And I know there's a scripture that says, how dare we say what this is going to be and what this and that. We know we do it all the time. I even host seminars to teach people how to make a plan for the future. But we are also internally reminded that we really can't make a plan for anything because we do not even know what the next second is going to bring. I have a good friend who is a neighbor, just lives several doors from me, made a plan, her and her husband. I'm sure she's a great woman of integrity. They had an awesome plan that same day to drive to South Jersey to witness a closing for their only son. They have a daughter, but their only son. They went to witness a closing, his first house. He's a young man about to get married. How proud were they? The wife went in to take the shower. The husband said, "Oh, I'll straighten up the bedroom." Isn't that nice? We love our husbands, right? They do little things like that for us. He's vacuuming the bedroom. I'm sure he was a great man of integrity, great promise he made to his son. The wife comes out of the shower. The husband is laying there on the floor, dying. He wasn't quite dead, but the CPR she gave him was to no avail, and she knows CPR very well. The paramedics came, nothing they could do. Same thing happened with my own mother, who had made a promise to a woman that she would come to the church early Sunday morning on July the 3rd and pray for this woman's son. The son had been struggling with, being out in the world and what have you, and the mother of the child called my mother, which she was the pastor of the church, but my mother had been feeling a little under the weather for a couple of days, but she was back on her feet. No reason for her to think not to go, but she made a promise to this woman that she would pray for her son. You see, don't tell me that you're going to keep every promise you ever make, because that's your intent. I understand that, but you have no guarantee of it. And my mother made this promise. She got in the car to drive to the church where she was pastoring on July 3rd and had a heart attack before she got there. And she left this side of the earth. You see? So don't tell me. I didn't say that to make anyone cry, and I know my baby sister is on the phone listening, and yes, I love you, you see. But the thing is, you have to share these stories, okay? I know it's painful, and yes, we love mama and all of that, but I need for people to understand that we can make promises all we want, but we don't have the power to keep them, okay? That is in God's hands and God alone. But yes, we will go on and make those promises, okay? But I said that to say, don't be too hard on yourself if you make a promise and you cannot keep it, because it's going to keep you stuck and bound in a heavy burden, okay? All right, great. I think we've touched on many, many things this morning, and I think that we hopefully got you started, with change and how to make permanent change, how to make change last. Got to look at your limiting beliefs, look at what your needs are, look at what your behaviors are. You got to think about what you want to change. Understand the purpose for the change. Change your behaviors. Without changing behaviors, there will be no change in the results. If you want to see results, changes in the result, you must change behavior. There will be no change in behavior until you change your thinking. So it all boils back down to changing your thoughts, changing what you think, what you believe. You can't change your thinking until you address your beliefs. What do you believe? And how are those beliefs, how are they meeting your needs, those basic needs that we all need? And now I definitely invite you, again, if you're on the phone line, you can call in. I know some of you have to go. We did extend the time today because I wanted to give you time to ask a question, make a comment. You can call in. The phone lines are open, 347-945-7991 if you have a question. If you are in the Atlanta, Georgia area and you would like to get a copy of my book, Hello, Hello, my book, God's Plan for My Success, a personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy my life. Is there some steps that God said to me very simply, you got to do these. There's eight of them. You got to know them. You got to hear them. You got to do it. You got to fight for it. The plan that God has for you, and it's all in the book. You can get a copy. I'll be in Atlanta at the Crown Plaza Hotel. I'll be coming in on Friday. I'll be there all day Friday and Saturday. If you're in Atlanta, I'm already going to meet up with one of the persons that used to tune into the show. She still tunes in. She's in Atlanta. She will be there, Miss Insafiri Jordan. Some of you remember her. She's in Atlanta for a short time. I'm going to meet up with her. She's coming to the conference with me. It's a retreat, actually, and it's a women's empowerment retreat. You know, the woman who trains with the Yalaban Zant will be there. I'm going to meet her. Believe me, I'm going to be taking a lot of notes, y'all. I'm going to be taking a lot of notes, a lot of pictures, so I can come back and pour into you. Don't forget, I'm doing a live coaching session. You need to call me March 29th. We're doing a session and just many other things. I will be back down. Yes, Kiva's show comes on today. Don't forget to tune in. She's going to have Miss Trina Bowers as her very special guest on Encouraging Moments today, right here on Blog Talk Radio at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. You can put in Kiva Renee into your search engine on Blog Talk Radio and find it. Many of you already know about her show, but you can also get the phone number. You can connect with her on Facebook. You can get the Facebook page. But yes, you are invited to tune into her show at 11 o'clock today. Very, 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 very powerful. I'm sorry, not today, Friday. That's tomorrow. BlogTalkRadio.com, Kiva Renee. Oh, here's the number, 917-932-8788. For those of you who can't get to the computer, but you can dial in 917-932-8788 tomorrow, Friday, March 18th at 10 a.m. You can hear the amazing, amazing Miss Trina Bowers and the awesome Kiva Renee on Encouraging Moments. Now, you know, we all need to be encouraged. You need to be encouraged to make lasting change. And if you missed Tuesday's show, we talked about defining what drives you. So I'm doing a series, and we have some other titles that we're coming up with that will happen whenever I'm doing the show. Tomorrow, make sure you tune in. I will be listening from the Newark airport, possibly, if I'm not on the flight. I possibly may be on the flight at 7:30. But Miss Patricia Martin, she is a help, and nearly she's my co-host. She's been such a blessing to me, and we dearly, dearly, dearly love her, and she will be hosting the show tomorrow. We have as a guest Mr. Antoine, he will be the guest tomorrow, so make sure you tune in. Also, there are many, many things happening. Don't forget our Kingdom Women's Empowerment Convention. You got to be here in Newark, New Jersey at the Wyndham Friday. We have Dr. Tanya Blount, powerful, 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 powerful speaker. We have also on Friday, we have Miss Kiva coming. She's going to dance like you've never seen in the spirit. You got to be there. Kiva Renee right here in Newark. I can't wait. Please, please, please tell everyone you know. This whole retreat, you cannot miss it. We have Miss Kelly Willow Weaver. She's going to be ministering, myself on Saturday. Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Oh, my God. And the phenomenal, amazing Dr. Virginia Booth. Oh, my God. You ladies, y'all better open up your calendar for April 1st and April 2nd. And guess what? The best part of this whole thing, your registration is only $10. You can go online. There's a website. My website has a link. $10. You can register for 2 nights. I'm telling you, you need to be there. You need to be in the house come April 1st and 2nd. You do not want to miss Apostle Dr. Tanya Blount out of New York. You want to be there, ladies. You want to be there. Tell every woman you know. Tell her she needs to be there. Get the flyer. Email me for the flyer. Let your people, your church know. Share this good news. I know we want to keep it all to ourselves, but, you know, God said share the good news. It's going to be awesome. Awesome. Miss Trina, I'm great. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Pat, those of you in the chat room, you need to get to Newark, New Jersey. Hey, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi, God bless you. God bless you. Yes, Patricia's going to be hosting the show tomorrow. Tell everyone you know. She's stepping up her game. We're going to have her host some other shows. She's been faithful right here. I'm going to let her do her thing. This is what she's told God that she's wanted to do, speaking more. And I absolutely love her spirit. Never met anyone like her, though I've met many people. I don't have to meet anyone like her because she's one of a kind, as each and every one of you are one of a kind. Never met anyone like, you know, Tina Lane. Never met anyone like Hope Harper. You're one of a kind, people. Hello. People always say, oh, everybody has a twin. No, they don't. You're one of a kind. A person might look like you, but even twins aren't just alike. They're born minutes apart, and they do things a little bit different. Not even twins, even identical twins don't do everything alike. You are one of a kind. Unique. Hallelujah. You are unique and great and powerful and mighty and beautiful, because it's all how you feel. And you are loved and you are needed. What you have in you is so needed. God is so desperate. He is so, you know, God is desperate, y'all. He is so desperate to get out of you what he put in you, that he made you tune in to the Coach Lalisa Show. That's how desperate God is, because God saved me from drugs, prostitution, murder. When I think about the fact that, you know, this person broke a restraining order, stormed into that barracks, stomped me in the head, left me there for dead. When I think about a woman here in New Jersey, was taking a shower, had a restraining order against her husband. He came to the house. He didn't even storm in. He knocked on the door, and the 4-year-old child let him in. He went into the shower and stabbed her to death. When I think about how God spared my life, you're here on purpose. It's not by accident that I'm telling you to make lasting change, to define what drives you, to discover what you're fearful of. When we talk about being, listen, it is not by accident when I tell you that you can live your dream life now, that you can have the life you want, regardless of your age. It's never too late to be who you're supposed to be. Quoted, I'm quoting someone again. One day I'm going to memorize all the people that I quote. But one thing I'll let you know is that I'm quoting someone. I don't have to steal someone else's concept or idea. I have enough stuff of my own that I haven't even used yet, and so do you. I don't remember who said it. You've got as many things in your head as I do. I can't remember everything. I don't hold myself to that level. But it'll come out when it needs to. But I know purpose, and I know destiny, and one thing I know, as quoted by Senator Sarah Cunningham, she told us, the destiny always has its way. That business you're operating, that's your destiny to be there. You are in the right place for your life right now. I don't care if you might be listening to this from jail, because I have friends who work in jails. Do you know you can download and record this message and let your people in your group listen to this? You don't know who you might be helping. You don't know who is going to listen to you. You can't say what God has done. Who knows the mind of God? His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. When you can sit here and watch on the news the tragedy of Japan, but yet we have Paul Kiriazi, who is there, coming on the line, don't tell me God won't spare your life for a purpose. I remember when I was in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we were hanging out over there in the Clifton area, and they had a place over in Kentucky. It was called the Beverly Hills Supper Club. You know, they tried to bring a piece of California to Cincinnati, Ohio, and all the big entertainers and stars would come there to perform. And one night, while the place was packed, I forget who was performing there, some great entertainer. Paul Kiriazi will probably type it in the chat room soon. This man seems to know. He's like a walking dictionary. And some great person was there performing. The place was packed, the Beverly Hills Supper Club. Here I was over in the Clifton area at Bogart's or something, you know, probably high over there partying and whatnot. It was a busy Saturday, summertime. I believe we were over there at Bogart's, and I forget who was performing there. Coke Escovedo, one of those groups back in the day like that. Jazz groups. They were always coming to Cincinnati, Ohio. And we were over there getting our party on. I was probably in my early 20s because I haven't lived in Cincinnati. I moved away when I was 30, so this was around, I was 23 or so, after my military days, 24, 25. And sure enough, the place, the Beverly Hills Supper Club, burnt down to the ground. Nothing standing. But the little chapel that was attached, there was a little church attached to it. There were people who escaped, but many lost their lives in there that day because of the way. And shortly after that is when they redesigned through governmental legislation a whole, you know, new sprinkling thing, because apparently this was back in the day before they had all that fancy sprinkler stuff. And the people couldn't get out the building because of certain exit doors might have been locked, or I forget what happened. But, wow, you can look it up on it. It's still in the internet somewhere. When the Beverly Hills Supper Club burned down to the ground and the only thing standing was the little chapel, certain people got out. One person got out, but they couldn't find their family member or whoever they had come with. They went back inside, not realizing that their spouse was already out. And they went back in to save their spouse, and they died in the fire. And don't tell me God has not spared your life for some amazing reason. Boy, I would love to hear what some of those people who made it out of that fire of the Beverly Hills Supper Club back then. It had to be probably even the, it could have been even the 70s because I went in the Navy from 1980 to 1983. So it was either right before I went in or right after I come out. But I believe it might have been right before I went in because I went into the military. I was 23, so that's why I said I was in my 20s or somewhere in that area. But there is, boy, there's a reason for you to be here. You're not here by accident. Now we have, okay, we're going to take this caller. Caller, area code 315, you're on the air with Coach LaLisa. Good morning and welcome. Yes, I know you probably have your phone on mute. It may take you a second. There you are. Good morning. Are you there, caller 315?
Good morning.
Hi, how are you? Good morning. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Sure. My name is Jerome Sanders. I'm calling out of Syracuse, New York.
Good morning. Welcome.
And I'm very pleased about your show this morning, and I just want to let you know I also have a show that I do with this organization called Dream Team One, and I want to let people know on your callers that I have sent you an email and want to know, is it possible that you could be a guest speaker on my show? I love your series. I love what you talk about. You're very inspiring. I think my caller would love to hear you speak.
Well, sure. We thank you. We're honored for the request. And you sent over a new cousin. We didn't look at it yet. You sent it today?
Yeah, I just sent it today.
No problem. We would certainly be glad to do that. We just look at the calendar. And what day and time does your show come on?
My show is on Mondays, and I do it Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Not a problem. We'll look at the calendar, and we'll get back to you. But we thank you for calling in. We see you are in the chat room. We appreciate you, you know, spending this time with us. Yes, I see you there, Dream Team One. Awesome, awesome. We also have, okay, oh, Paul said he was only 13 years old then. I'm sorry, Paul. Okay, see, I knew Paul was going to get us that information. Paul, you are the best. You are absolutely awesome. He said it was May 28, 1977. Okay, so that was right before I went into the military because I went in 1980. Wow, maybe I was younger than I thought. Wow, that is so funny. That is so funny. Wow, that was May. Yes, it was. Yes, I forget who was the great performer there at the Beverly Hills Supper Club. I can't think of his name right now, but he is a singer. And he was performing, so the place, it's on the tip of my tongue. And he was the singer, and he's a singer, I know that much. And very, very popular. And the place was, oh, yes, John Davison. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Yes, he was the headliner. Absolutely. He was, very popular, except John Davison. The place was packed. And he was there, and the place, there was a fire. And I forget what happened. As a matter of fact, that might be the scenario that, you know, how they say when you're in a crowded room, you cannot holler the words fire. It's almost a crime. Because if you do, people panic. And I believe that, I don't know if that started that or not, but I remember, yes, because when they panicked, a lot of people were, there was a stampede, and a lot of people were trampled, and that's why they didn't get out. And so ever since then, or maybe, you know, around that time, they made it against the law that you really cannot yell fire in a crowded building or a crowded room. And that's probably 9/11, something like that, may have been the reasons why a lot of people said that they weren't told in a very alarming fashion building was, you know, collapsing. Because, again, if they had just gotten over the loudspeakers and said, the building is blowing up, everybody get out now, probably no one would have made it out. you see. And I know they're, you know, it's very sad that a lot of people didn't make it out. And people, and a lot of people who made it out have stories about how they weren't told, nobody told them, blah, blah, blah. But, again, if you think about what happens when people panic and everybody gets up and runs, there will be a stampede. So it's very unfortunate. But anyway, so we say this to say it is your destiny to be here, and we thank you for calling in. Thank you, Dream Team One. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for your encouraging words. And we look forward to coming on your show, and we also look forward to inviting you to be returning the favor and you being a guest here on our show as well. So, Miss Patricia, yes, we welcome that. And Miss Patricia Martin will be getting in touch with you. She has been doing the scheduling for our show and scheduling me for some shows as well, and she's been just a blessing. So, well, y'all, we're down to the wire. Can you believe it? We, again, celebrate each and every one of you, and we thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Ms. Hope Harper, for staying tuned. Yes, we will call you later. Thanks, Ms. Tina, for being there through some very, very interesting times right now. Again, today I'm floating on a cloud as I walk into Kentucky and taking it. I feel like I'm taking a runway walk or something, walking down the runway of this last and final day of being fully employed with the company, making this journey in my life at this age. And that don't plan to go back. But again, we can't make those kind of promises. We never know. We don't know, but we're going to live in the moment. We also want to let you know that for those of you, I will be doing a self-publishing seminar here in New Jersey on April the 16th, and I will tell you where in just a second. It's going to be at the New Life, yes, the New Life Body of Christ Ministry. I will be doing a workshop there, and they are located in Newark, New Jersey. I'm sorry, not Newark, but they're in Belleville, New Jersey, at 393 Washington Avenue, Belleville, New Jersey, and that's going to take place on Saturday, April the 16th at 12 noon. I'm sorry, 12. It'll be in the morning, but I'll get you more information on that. Don't forget April 1st and 2nd at the Wyndham. Have a wonderful, wonderful Friday morning. I will try to call into the show. If I don't get a chance to call in, I will go back and listen to the archives once I get settled in Atlanta. Looking forward to it. If you know anyone in Atlanta, please tell them to call me so that I can give them information about the retreat if they desire to attend for the three-day retreat. It's only $50. You can't beat it. All-day seminars and conference. I will be doing my workshop on Saturday. I will be doing my workshop on Saturday at the Crown Plaza Hotel, 1775 Parkway Place in Marietta, Georgia. So I'm looking forward to that. See y'all tomorrow. Have a great day. Keep on getting up. Don't forget, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. You got to set some goals for yourself because destiny will have its way. This has been Coach Lalisa.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.